We are Radio Glenmorgan.
Hi, Bethan. Thanks for joining us today. Well, here to talk to us all about the Noah's Ark Children's Hospital charity and the various initiatives and events you've got coming up. First off, maybe you'd like to tell us a little bit about the charity itself.
Yeah, sure. So we were set up as an appeal, actually, back in the year 2000. At that point, there wasn't a children's hospital at all in Wales, and our founders decided that we definitely needed one. So we set about raising money for the first phase of the hospital. I think the first phase was about 16,000, and that was opened in 2005. And then we carried on. The Welsh Government said they would fund the second phase, so we carried on raising money to basically equip that part of the hospital. So we funded stuff like, you know, in that second phase, we funded the hydrotherapy pool, the MRI scanners, the theatre suite, the critical care unit. And then that phase was open, so finally the kind of completed hospital was opened in 2015. And since then, really, we've just kind of carried on supporting the hospital. I mean, as you can imagine, there are always new things that need funding. We raised over a million actually last year for the Tiny Lives Appeal, which is the new neonatal unit, which treats about 560 babies, premature and critically ill babies a year. We fund the play specialists in the children's hospital. We have a grant scheme, so doctors and nurses or any kind of clinical staff really can apply for grants for anything ranging from we funded like a Spotify a subscription for the hydrotherapy pool, right through to ventilators for children on the intensive care unit, all kinds of things really. So it's a constant thing. It's a kind of an evolving thing, the way we support the children's hospital. And yeah, you know, it's tough kind of raising money really, and you know, without the support of, you know, the thousands of people that run and raise money in loads of different ways, companies who raise money for us, schools who raise money for us, we couldn't kind of continue to do what we do, really.
No, it's amazing. It's set up to help critically ill children.
Well, we support the whole of the children's hospital. Every unit, really, from outpatients to critical care to the oncology unit. So the next big thing that we're hoping to do, along with the kind of day-to-day support of the hospital, and you know, the continuation of our grant scheme, is we'll be launching an appeal to raise money for a ward called Jungle Ward, where a lot of quite long-term children are treated, children with chronic conditions, often children with life-limiting conditions. So we're looking at the kind of the nature of that ward has changed really since it was first opened, and the appeal that we will run hopefully soon will raise money to kind of really make it fit for purpose. There are lots of children admitted in mental health crisis. You know, more children now than, as you know, I'm sure you're aware, more children kind of suffering from mental health issues than ever before. When they are admitted in mental health crisis, they're admitted onto that ward. Currently, there isn't the right kind of, or the appropriate kind of equipment, not so much equipment, but facilities that are needed to care very specifically for that group of children, young people. So we'll be raising money for that.
That sounds amazing. And what specific events have you got coming up in the near future, so that our listeners might be able to join in or help in some way?
Yeah, so we've got the next big thing we've got on the 15th of September is our Family Fun Walk. That's a 3K or 10K walk around Cardiff Bay. It's a really, really great, it's a really nice carnival atmosphere. The people bring their dogs as well. This year we've got a water pistol station on the way round and a bubble station. kitchen. We've got a disco. We have face painting. It's a really, really nice kind of family day out. We have some great feedback from that. And actually this year we're doing it in memory of a really special little boy called Harvey Hawkins, who was a patient on Jungle Ward for around 8 months last year. Very sadly, Harvey passed away back in May. Harvey, while he was in the hospital with us, we arranged, he was a massive dog lover. So we, to kind of cheer him and his family up, we launched this little social media campaign called Hounds for Harvey, where we encourage people to send in their videos of their funny videos of their dogs. We had a massive response of thousands of messages and videos from all over the world, and they really cheered Harvey up. And Harvey also met our therapy dog, Nico. We have a therapy dog that comes in on Friday to meet the children, and they absolutely love that. And Harvey was one of the first children to meet Harvey. So the walk this week, sorry, on the 15th, will be in memory and in celebration of Harvey's life, and his two little siblings will be there to kind of to launch the event, and his dog as well.
Oh, that's great. So it's a real must. Any of our listeners can get down there, please do it. I mean, it's £7.50 for an adult, £5 for a child to register.
Yeah, that's it.
And all the money is going to Noah's Ark Children's Charity. And if you want to find out any more information about the charity, you can also go on the website, www.noahsarkcharity.org /family fun walk, specifically for the fun walk, and that's on the 15th of September down the bay, so it'll be great. Hope it keeps fine. Well, that's great. Anything else you'd like to say, Bethan?
I suppose the last thing really is that we've got a shop now. So we've got a shop in the actual hospital itself, but we now have a kind of secondhand clothes shop. It's our first ever, so we're really, really excited about it. Kind of out in the community. It's in Birch Grove. Yeah. We're looking for kind of any clothing donations or bric-a-brac or secondhand stuff really, apart from electrical items. And we're also looking for volunteers. So again, if anybody's interested, if they can email us at inquiries@noahsarkcharity.org. It's a lovely little shop, so if you've got a few couple of hours, we'd love to hear from you.
I can vouch for that too, because I've been in the shop. And you can phone as well, can't you? 02920 610 611 for more information on that. And it's a lovely little shop, so if you can't get down the bay for the walk, take some clothes along to the shop and donate it that way. So that'd be really great. So I just remains for me to thank Bethan very much for coming in and talking to us today, telling us all the information about the Noah's Ark Children's Charity, and encouraging everyone to get out and walk and just support the charity. So that's great. So thanks very much, Bethan.
Radio Glamorgan.